in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Break it down. Break it down. Tonight, I'm at home again. Among my friends. Y'all don't know how good I feel to be at home. Let me ask you a question. How many love the Lord? And don't care who know that you love it. Won't take no for an answer. That's the kind of God that I serve. Turn around to your neighbor and look at him. Say, neighbor, said, I don't know what you come to do tonight, but I come to magnify the Lord. And if I burn him, I want everybody to stretch your right hand up. How many believe God is able to make a way out of no way? Somebody said I would wave my hand, but my next door neighbor's in the building. And they're going to talk about me tomorrow. I got news for y'all. They're going to talk about you anyway. Give us some good. Give us some good. People all over the world say, go back and get some of them old fellas. I got just about all of them tonight. This is Jeff.
All I want you to do for me, Jesus, is just hold me. Is there anybody here that needs the Lord to just hold you?
Thank you.
If you need him to hold you, lift your hands and tell him, hold me with. Hold me with. Now my mountains, they
thank
get a
you.
Little steep sometimes.
Thank you.
This old body of mine.
Thank you.
I'm getting old now.
Thank you.
And sometimes I get a little weak. But ever since the Lord picked me up and turned me around, I promised the Lord.
Thank you.
I promised the Lord that if he would just stand right there by my side, I would never, I won't ever let him down. All I want you to do is hold me, Lordy. Hold me, Lordy.
In HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
Something's gonna happen tonight. know why I know I can speak. Weeping may endure for a night. Joy. I want you to fold your own arm and hold your own self. And I want you to rock from side to side and tell God that hold me. I can't hear you. I can't hear y'all. Can y'all say hold me?
I need you to.
Say it like
I can't
make it. Hold yourself and rock like this.
The anointed one.
Brother Timothy Wright. Would you come here, Brother Timothy Wright? Stand on your feet. Give him a bad big hand. Reverend.
No turning back, no turning back, no turning back. Take my time and sing it for all of my friends. Can I come down here? Mama, the reason why I'm coming over here because I know my mama, and I don't care who knows she is. Here's an old song. Oh, oh Lord, here I am. Have you been good to you? If you're the man, I'd like to sing this song and listen. Father alone knows all of you. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We will understand that all the by and by. I'm gonna sing tonight. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. Mama said, baby, don't worry about it. All by. Y'all heard it first. When death has come, taking our loved one, it leaves our home so lonely and gray. Then do we wonder why others prosper? Mama, living so Father, Father alone, we know. of alone. He will understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live on in the sunshine. I'm gonna say tonight, when we see Jesus coming in glory, coming from his home in the sky, then we shall be in that bright manger. We will understand that all
right back with more right after this important message right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma, making platinum hits, new wine coming, get some of this, stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Got a request? Email us now. The People's Station.
Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Once again, want to remind those of you to catch the wave. You can join us on our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or join us on our website at NFIRadio.com.
Coming in glory, coming from His mansion in the sky. Then we shall meet Him. Woo! Understand it, we will understand. tonight. I'm this away every day, but I'm at home tonight. And if I happen to act a little strange, like I ain't got no sense, y'all look over me, because I love the Lord tonight. Pray. In 1979, this young man left me, went away, sang it with other groups. But oh, won't God make a way for you? When you pray, don't worry. And when you worry, don't pray. For God said he will wipe what? All tears from your eyes tonight. Yes, he did. I've been laying down resting all day long. They told me, well, you ought to cut your phone off. I can't do that. Because when my friends call me, I must answer and let them know that I love them tonight. Just like I love all of you in his building tonight. Come here, Paul. Come here, Paul. Oh, Paul. Oh, Paul. This is the first time we've been saying another for years. But this is the first time that we've been on video. Paul. That's pretty good. But that ain't the one. 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 Put your finger up in there.
Anybody ever had to fall on somebody? No!
Here, through the wave in HD2 sound with Pipe Acoustic Session.
The Bible said, "For there shall be that won't join, what you got to do for it? Y'all ain't talking to me. I said, for they that won't join, what you got to do for it? Now you know what we gonna do here? I want everybody in the building to get your neighbor by the hand. Get somebody by the hand. I'm getting ready to show you stuff here. We get ready to count to three. And when I get to three, I want everybody in here to leap up and pull your blessing down. Mobile, you ready? Tennessee, you ready? Charlotte, Texas, are you ready? Here we go.
We find a free catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music is Catch the Wave on the NFI.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Live. Let's go.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you.
one of them goes just like this.
The Anointed One.
You know God told Noah to build the ark and let the people know. While the doors are open, it's gonna rain.
It's gonna
pour. While the doors are open,
I can't get in. Come on,
don't be late.
So I welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ, come and join right now, live, 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Let's go live. Come on, come on, give God some praise. Come on, give him some praise. Come on, come on, come on, help lift him up. Come on, come on, don't stop. Come on, help lift him up. Come on, come on, come on, we welcome you. Come on, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you right now. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing right now in the midst of your people. Thank you, God. All glory to God. Come on, come on, somebody. Come on, help me. Help me lift him up. He's worthy. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God, he's worthy, oh, he's sovereign, oh, he's merciful, he's that mighty and powerful, wise God, and we want to just welcome you to the power of prayer, and those of you, we want you to be prepared, because we're going into prayer right now, and we're going to be tearing down some strongholds. We're going to believe God for the miracles. We're going to believe God for those souls that are going to be set free and delivered. We're going to believe God that the hand of God will fall on those that are in the midst of going through pain in the body, that by Jesus Christ they're going to be healed. I'm believing today souls that are crying out for restoration in the name of Jesus is going to take place today. So those of you, if you know someone right now, go ahead and give them a call. You still have time to call them. You can call the number right here at 347
215-8049. All glory to God. I don't know about you, but there ought to be some excitement when you think of the goodness of Jesus. There ought to be some joy when you begin to think of the joy of the Lord is your strength. There ought to be some joy when you think about what Jesus has already done and he paid the price on Calvary's cross. There ought to be some joy when you understand and know that he's Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. There ought to be some joy. Somebody help me today to let you know that you are alive today. Somebody is giving God praise right now because their son and their daughter came home on last night. I don't know about you, but somebody ought to be giving God praise because you were in the hospital yesterday, but God allowed you to come home today. Oh, glory to God. I don't know about you, but there's something stirring in the spirit realm of God. Is moving quickly, and you're seeing miraculous things take place all over the world. And oh my goodness, as I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing and what he's about to do right now, oh my goodness, I believe I feel the presence of the power of the Almighty God moving in the midst. And wherever you are in your situation or circumstances, God wants to set you free. God wants to break loose that chain that's been holding you back. And today is your day to walk into the newness of Christ. Today is your day of restoration. Oh, my goodness, I don't know about you, but I feel the presence and the power of God moving in the midst right now. Wherever you are, don't you know that ye are the church? You can have church right now where you are. Some of you right now, you're waiting for Sunday, but God's saying, I'm right here with you right now. So if I were you, I begin to lift my hands before the Lord and begin to praise him, begin to thank him, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, glory to God. I'm so excited about Jesus. I don't know where you are or what you're doing right now, but whatever you're doing right now, tell God thank you. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the birds. Thank you for the grass. Thank you for everything that you have created. He created the heavens. He created the earth. He created man and woman. And my goodness, oh, what a joyous time it is to be in the land of the living. Oh, glory. I don't know, but there is joy in me. The spirit is just joyful. It's just leaping with joy. I can feel his presence, and this Holy Spirit dwells within you on today. Oh, my goodness. Moms, mothers, oh, my goodness. Glory to God. You are a living mother today. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. There's some lady right now. The doctor's saying that you can't have any more children, but I'm going to rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and I speak with the power of the Almighty God in the name of Jesus that you are healed in that area that the doctor's saying that can't be done, but I'm speaking a miracle to take place right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the power of God that dwelleth within me that today I proclaim the healing upon your body, that if you speak out of your mouth in the name of Jesus, I will have children. I'm going to trust God, and I'm not stopping. I'm believing today that it is done in Jesus' name. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for the new birth. Oh, glory to God. I don't know, but I just want to stay focused. I just want to be in the presence of God. Oh, glory to God. It's a good thing to give praise to God. It's a good thing to give thanks. I don't have to wait for Thanksgiving. I'm giving him thanks right now because he woke me up this morning. He opened my eyes. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. They had planned to wake up. But somebody didn't wake up this morning. But you have risen. You have risen because of Jesus Christ. I want to share this scripture before we pray. Psalms 35, starting at verse 1, and it reads, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take heed, take hold, O shield and buckler, and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confound and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as calf before the wind, and let the angels of the Lord chase them. Praise God for the reading of his word. Glory to God. For many of you today, you've been trying to fight the situation yourself. You've been trying to deal with the situation yourself. You've been going through some things, and it just seems like there's no way out. And the Lord is saying, I'm right here with you. He's saying, I am the one to fight the battle for you. The battle is mine, said the Lord. I shall repay. All I want you to do today, I believe he's saying to you, those of you that are listening, I want you to stay focused in my presence. I want you to continually worship me. I want you to continually praise me. I want you to continually trust me and watch my hand come in the midst of the storm. Jesus sees the storm. He calmed the sea. And anything that is trying to hinder you from doing what God has called you to do, he can do it too. The same way he calmed the storm and calmed the sea. For we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. But when we call on the name of Jesus and say, I decree and I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, get thee behind me, Satan. You must speak out of your mouth. Speak out of your mouth. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And as you begin to speak life today out of your mouth, you're going to see your grandchildren come up as ministers. You're going to see your children come in the house of the Lord praising and worshiping God like never before. This is the time, this is the hour that God is doing miracles and breakthroughs in the lives of his people around this nation like never before. You are seeing miraculous miracles take place, and he's still doing it right now today. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ah, glory to God. Come on in. Come on, come on. That's right. Come on in. Come on, receive what God has for you. That's right. That's right, Mother. I see you crying out before God. I see you crying out before God because you just telling God thank you for where he brought you from. And when you look back from where you used to be in the cotton fields and look at where you are today and where God has set you in this big home and your children have blessed you mightily, and God is just opening doors and pouring out upon you the blessing that's running over. I understand. And that's right. Praise him. He wants you to praise him. He wants you to magnify him. He wants you to lift him up right where you are right now. I believe as you begin to praise God, God is dropping some things upon in the midst of you, those that you've been praying for, healing upon their bodies. He's delivering them right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Let us pray. Eternal gracious Father, Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the one that we worship and give thanks to, the one that died on the cross and shedded his blood, and the one who was pierced in the side and they spit on him, and they thought he was left for dead. But something happened on Golgotha's Hill. Something happened
when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, as we pray today, Lord, I ask you right now, for those hearts have been waxed cold and those have mistreated others and talked about them and tried to put them down and even scandalized their name, Father, I ask you to forgive them, for they know not what they say. But we ask that you touch their hearts right now, God. We ask that you touch their heart that they may come in repentance in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit, on today. For this is the day that you made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank you, God, for all that you're doing right now. And I pray in the name of Jesus for those right now going through hallucinations, that your mind is causing you to hallucinate and you seeing things that is really not real. It is of the enemy, the devil, the adversary. And he's seeking whom he may devour to cause you to think things that are not real and think things that are not true and think things are taking place that is really not real. It is a delusion and a deception of the enemy. But I come against that spirit right now, spirit of hallucination, and I rebuke you back to the pits of hell, for the blood of Jesus is against you. I speak to the spirit realm of man and woman right now that has been hallucinating, and I speak in the name of Jesus life to your spirit, that you will begin to rise up and begin to receive the word of God, that your ears will be open and you will be inclined to walk in the newness of Christ as he has given you this opportunity and the reason he died on the cross, that you may have life and that more and abundantly. Thank you, God. Glory to your name, God. I thank you right now for setting them free. I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for self-pityness. Many today, God, are walking around and they are self-pityness and showing because they can't not understand and never feel as though they've done enough. They are self-pity because they've been hurt, because they've been bruised, and because they've been in a situation, in a relationship that has caused them to feel down. But today I'm going to speak in the name of Jesus that you shall rise up. You shall begin to open your eyes in the light as Jesus is in the light. And you will realize that you are the head and not the tail. I rebuke every devouring attack of Satan that tries to come upon you to make you feel that way. And no longer shall you feel in doubt or fear. You shall begin to speak out of your mouth that I am more than a conqueror. I am a mighty warrior for the power of God, the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to stand up with the breastplate of righteousness. I'm going to walk with Jesus. I'm going to talk with Jesus. I'm going to praise his name today because he is worthy to be praised. So, Father, I thank you, God, for the deliverance that you're doing among them in the midst right now, wherever they are around the world, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that as you set them free, that they can rejoice and begin to shout victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. And I come against that spirit of pornography. For many are looking at books and looking at movies and tapes, falling in the midst of Satan's delusions and trap to cause them to go astray in looking in pornography and knowing, God, right now, that it is a spirit. And we're going to bind that spirit right now. So I come in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, I command you now in the name of Jesus to take your hands off of that boy, off of that girl, off of that man, off of that woman. And in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit now to dry up. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, have your way upon their life.
Lord, I ask right now that you open the door up, that as you open the door, that you're putting back those things that they need to receive from you, that their whole life is beginning to hear your word, hear your voice, and as they hear your voice, they shall come and asking, what must I do to be saved? So, Father, we thank you right now for the newness that you're giving upon them right now. We thank you, Father, right now for the life that they're going to be walking into as you are the light of the world. Thank you, God, for covering them right now. Thank you, God, for protecting them right now. Thank you, God, for helping them to come out of the darkness and walk into the eternal light. Thank you, God, for revealing to them that you are Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we exalt your name, God. Thank you, Lord. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for those that are going through a marriage situation, and maybe you have not said anything. You may not have confessed it to your wife. You may not have confessed it to your husband, but you've been in adultery and you are ashamed to admit it. And I come right now today and I speak to that spirit of adultery, and I command you now by the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I rebuke you, spirit, in the name of Jesus. And I command you now to go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. I said go in the name of Jesus. I speak to you, spirit. Go in the name of Jesus. And I speak to that family. I speak to that woman. I speak to that man in the name of Jesus that you shall live and not die. Your marriage relationship is being restored in the name of Jesus. Your life will be changed. Your relationship will be changed. Your unity will grow stronger than never before. I speak it today in the name of Jesus that you shall run this race to the very end. For what two God has joined together, no man shall take away. And I speak it today that you will continually in unity and in love for the glory of God, worshiping God and giving God the praise, giving God the thanks, giving him the glory and the honor. And as you receive today, man and woman, I want you to go to your spouse and ask them for forgiveness. But first, receive that what God had for you, to ask God for forgiveness. Ask God to forgive you. And then go to your spouse and ask them to forgive you. I thank you, God, for opening that door for the relationship that the enemy tried to come and destroy. But now you have restored back the kindle, and the fire is lit, and the rejoicing of the family is in unity. The children are back in place like they should be. They are happy and loving their parents one to another, and understanding that they are a family and in one mind, one body, and one soul, one spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, who we exalt today and worship and give him the praise. Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, God, for that we don't see. We thank you right now, God, for that you're doing in the spirit realm, because you are worthy to be praised. And where the spirit of the Lord, there's liberty. Liberty is being manifested in the midst around this nation. Liberty is beginning to manifest in the midst of the schools. Thank you for the protecting of the children. Thank you for the protecting of those that are in the community. Thank you for protecting our homes. Thank you for protecting our families. Thank you, God, for what you're doing, bringing unity to this nation. Thank you, God, for the positioning of those that you're sending forth that are mighty men and women of God, that is standing on the wall, preaching the gospel, preaching the word of God, line upon line and precept upon precept. Standing on the wall that is not compromising, but bringing forth the word of God in season and out of season. Father, we thank you for the mighty men and women of God today. We thank you for the pastors, Lord. We ask, God, that you fill their heart with more love. Fill their mind with more understanding. Thank you, God, for the wisdom and the knowledge that you're pouring upon them as they read your word, that they can reveal to man and woman and those that are in their congregation the day of Pentecost that will surely come as it did in the book of Acts. Let it fall in the midst of the congregation. Let it fall in the homes today. For we need a shakening to take place like it did in the book of Acts. That the mighty wind of God came in and it began to shake the whole place. And they were all on one accord. Let us fall on one accord in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us get on one accord so we can see all that God has for us in this day and time in 2018. For this is the time and the hour of the power of God to fall in the midst of wherever you are. There is somebody right now that's going through a sickness and your pain in your body. And the doctors is constantly giving you medicine and medication after medication. Wherever it is attacked your body, that spirit, you know what spirit is coming against you. But I'm going to rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, call out that spirit right now in your presence. And yes, you call it out, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. You have no place upon their body. For it was God that created them, and God created them for a purpose and a reason. And the enemy has tried to come to bring sickness upon their body. But we rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, to get thee behind them in the name of Jesus. For the blood of Jesus is against you. I speak to that man and that woman that's been going through that pain. No longer shall it be in their midst. No longer shall it be attached to their body. Let them go right now in the name of Jesus. I command you now to loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. I command you to loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit, for you are worthy today. You are powerful today. You are loving, and we thank you, God, for the blood. We thank you, God, for the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. We thank you, God, for the blood. Oh, ha-shandere-la-bo-shata. Ishere-la-bo-sha. Thank you, God. And as thou come, I praise your holy name, thanking you for this opportunity again to come in the name of Jesus Christ this day. I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you, God, for the strength that you're giving me. I thank you, God, for the joy that you're giving me. I thank you, God. And I pray that the peace of you will rest upon every home around this nation. And the peace that shall come, the peace of God, the peace that will bring peace in the midst, bring unity, the peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, this day we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Rivers of Living Water Ministries radio broadcast with John and Siobhan Pegram. This program is designed to explore the Word of God on a deeper level and encourage you to do the same during your own personal study. And now, let's get into today's lesson.
Hi there, Radio Land, and welcome to our inaugural broadcast of the Rivers of Living Water Ministries. We are so very excited to share the Word of God with you today.
Amen. My name is John. And this is my lovely wife, Siobhan, and we come to you with greetings from the lovely state of Central North Carolina, and we want to welcome you to our new broadcast.
Some of you may be out there wondering, well, who is John and Siobhan, and what is the Rivers of Living Water Ministries? Well, that goes with a bit of a story. So we were talking and thinking about how you always hear the body of Christ talk about today how we need revival.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear people say we need revival, sweetheart, what do you think of?
I think of revival. I think of death, something that needs to be revived from death to life.
Amen. That's excellent. And when we say something, in order for something to be revived, that means something has to have died. So one of the things that we did is we looked up, what does the word revival mean? Well, as my wonderful husband said, one of the definitions of revival is a bringing or coming back into use. So a bringing or coming back into use, that means something that used to be used is no longer being used.
Amen.
Another definition is restoration to vigor or activity. So that means that something that had lots of activity or vigor has lost its vigor,
mm-hmm.
has decreased its activity.
Yes, yes.
And then the definition of die is to stop,
mm-hmm.
to stop living,
mm-hmm.
to stop functioning, or to lose force or activity.
Amen.
So when most of the body of Christ say we need revival,
mm-hmm.
what are they looking for revival of? What would you say, sweetheart?
Well, I would say that they're looking for a revival of spirit, the spirit of God, their inner being. And for a born-again believer, you're going to want to feed that Holy Spirit, that inner knowing that God is real and that he is in us. He lives in us. Specifically now, those that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
That's a good point that you make there. You said a revival of the moving of the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say a moving of the Spirit of God, mm-hmm. revival of the moving of the Spirit of God,
mm-hmm.
I think a revival of hearing the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we had, my husband and I, we had this conversation, and he said a revival of the moving of the Spirit. I said a revival of the Word of God. So am I right and he's wrong? Is he right and am I wrong? Or are we both right? So one of the things that we began to see is from the Scripture and from the Word of God is that the Word must go in before the Spirit is poured out. And before we get into the words, sweetheart, would you lead us in a quick moment of prayer?
Yes, yes. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for this day and this opportunity to share your word to those that will hear. We give you the praise and honor and glory, Lord, because you have given your very own son so that we may have life, your son Jesus, and that we may have life more abundantly. As we share your word, we believe you that the word goes forth and it brings forth revival and rejuvenation to those that hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So when we say the word must go in before the Spirit is poured out, one of the things that brought me to say a revival of the Word of God is because I was telling my husband, I am so glad that I was born again when I was born again, because if I were born again in this day and age, I would know that I was saved. I would know that I was going to heaven, and I would know that Jesus loves me, but I wouldn't necessarily know what I believe and why I believe it.
Yes.
We need a revival. We need a bringing back into use the fundamentals of the Word of God.
Yes.
So that we can keep that close to our hearts and we can use it when we need it.
Yes.
So the first thing to establish is who or what is the Word of God?
Yes.
Who or what is the Word of God?
Amen.
And we can find that answer in the Gospel according to John, beginning at verse 1. And I'll read there. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." And just in case we wondered who that Word was, if you skip down to verse 14, it says, "And the Word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ."
Now, sweetie, let me point something out. I like, you know, looking into the different version that breaks it down in what I call the modern terms. And I'm looking at the New Living Translation Bible. And in those same verses, it has a little bit, to me, it has a little bit different impact. It's the same meaning, but it's just you're able to dissect it a little bit easier. And starting at verse 14, "So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." Now, and I'm going to skip down over here, and I'm going to come down to verse 16. And he says, "From his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ." So, you know, sometimes when you're studying your Bible, it pays to have, you know, a different translated version. The New Living Translation, I think, is a very good Bible, and has some good points and highlights in it to help you to understand even better. And actually, it kind of keeps you excited when you see some of the subnotes that they have listed.
Amen. That's wonderful. The scriptures that I've been reading have been coming out of the King James Version.
Nothing wrong with that.
He's reading the New Living Translation, which, as he said, can bring language into more modern talk, which can be helpful.
Amen.
So from this passage of scripture, we see that Jesus himself is the Word of God, which begs the question, when we say we love the Lord, can we say we love the Lord if we don't love the Word?
That might be kind of hard.
Something to chew on.
It might be
kind of
hard
and
tricky.
So another thing to note is that Jesus offers himself as an answer to our thirst. So another thing we talked about, my husband and I, is how in this day, this last day, we see so many in the body of Christ running here and there, to and fro, all around, looking for a different word. They want to hear something else, something new, something different. That can be a little bit dangerous, Saint, because if we have the attitude when we hear the Word of God of, "Oh, I've heard that before. I want to hear something else." We become what the Bible describes as having itching ears. And when we do that, we put ourselves in danger of hearing things that are not sound doctrine.
Yes,
You have people who run around who want to see a move of God, a move of God, a move of God. And again, the word must be preached and the word must be given before the gifts and the flow of the Spirit can begin to flow. And we're going to show you that. All of the things that we are desiring, all of the things that we are looking for, when we are looking to hear something different or see something different,
Jesus
offered himself as an answer to our thirst. Here in the Gospel according to John chapter 4, this is the story where Jesus meets the woman at the well in Samaria. And I'm going to stop, I'm sorry, not stop, but start here at verse 7. It says here, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritan. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. I'm going to skip down here to verse 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. He was speaking of the water in the well. And in verse 14 he says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Well, what I think I just read is that natural water or the things outside of God and outside of the things of God that we seek, they only quench our thirst temporarily. But the word of God, the word of God quenches our thirst continually. He said it will spring up into a well of water springing up into everlasting life. That's powerful. That means that the word of God is always the answer to every hunger, thirst, every desire.
Amen.
You can.
Living water.
Yes, you can. I love my husband. But guess what? Nothing satisfies like the word of God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And that's a reciprocal testimony that we have and that we can share of what God has done with us and even through us. And so one day we'll elaborate on the testimony of God that we have and how he brought us together. But living water, the living water of the living God is what you want.
Amen. And that testimony, sweetheart, they don't want to miss that broadcast, do they?
Amen. Amen. We might have to have two broadcasts for that one. But it's something that will give encouragement to the hearers to know that God answers prayer now, yesterday, and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
So again, we know that the word must go in before the Spirit is poured out. And we see that in the Gospel according to John chapter 7. And here it is, Jesus is talking about water again. He's here at a feast in the midst of a multitude of people. And here in verse 37 of the Gospel according to John, chapter 7, says in verse 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. There he goes again. He's offering himself.
Amen.
As that drink, as that water, he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. In other words, Jesus, we already saw, is the word of God. He's saying, come to the word of God and drink.
Amen.
In verse 38, he that believeth on me, he that believeth on the word, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. There we go again,
Amen.
Rivers of living water.
Amen.
Verse 39, but this spake he of the Spirit. And if you're following along in your Bible, you'll see that that word Spirit is capitalized. That means it's not talking about the human spirit. Mm-hmm. It's talking about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It said, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
Amen. Now, sweetie, again, I want to go to this New Living Translation, and I want to go through those verses again. Listen to verse 37. On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart. When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit, who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory. It was not the Holy Spirit's time yet, because Jesus was still here. So let's go back to 37. On the last day, the climax of the festival.
The climax.
The climax. Now, one of the definitions for climax is would be the peak, the high point, the pinnacle, the top, the most exhilarated portion or part of a thing or an element or a circumstance, the high point, the most exciting point. He says at the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds. So when we're talking about the rivers of living water, and we were saying that we have to be ready to stretch and reach into the inner depths when we're talking about revival. That's what revival is about. It's about optimizing and maximizing to get something greater, to bring something back to life. You got to do some stuff. You have to utilize some mechanisms or something or some prayer, you know, whether it's natural or spiritual. So in this, if you look at this, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood.
The word stood up. Wow.
When the crowd was the most excited, the Lord showed up. He stood up. And then he declared to the crowds. The Spirit of God showed up and declared to the crowds, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart. Amen.
Wow. That is a mouthful, sweetheart. That is a mouthful.
Amen.
So what Amen. I see in there is, he said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to the word and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Let him come to the word and be satisfied.
Amen.
Let him come to the word and be saturated. So it seems to me that when you saturate yourself with the word of God, when you begin to drink and drink and drink and saturate yourself with the word of God, then and only then
Amen.
Can rivers of living water flow out of your belly.
Amen.
Why would it begin to flow? From an overflow. Mm-hmm. So when you begin to drink and drink and drink mm-hmm. and drink and mm-hmm. drink the word of God,
mm-hmm.
then that begins to bubble up in you,
mm-hmm.
and that begins to become a river of
yes.
living water.
Glory to God.
And remember, he said here in verse 39, he was speaking of the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
So all of you who are desiring revival, all of you who are desiring to see a move of God,
yes, yes.
saturate yourself
yes.
in the word of
yes.
God. Continue
yes.
to saturate yourself in the word of God.
Yes.
And God is looking to show himself strong in someone. And guess what? He's looking to show himself strong
mm-hmm.
in those who are saturating themselves in the word of
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'll tell you that the word of God says that they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And the challenge is for us to worship God unlike you ever have before. Do something you haven't done before and worship him like you never have before. And this is the same type of situation that he is speaking of in the climax of the festival. In verse 37, the Lord showed up. He stood up and he shouted to the crowd.
The word stood up.
The word came alive at the pinnacle, at the high point. Some people say, well, I worship God 3 times a day during the week and 2 times on Saturday and Sunday. Well, the Lord might be saying, well, that's wonderful, but that's not what I want. I want you to worship me in a different way like you never have before. I want you to humble yourself to me and do it my way. Amen?
Amen. So one final point on the word must go in before the spirit is poured out. Why is there such an emphasis on this word of God?
Yes.
Again, in the gospel according to John, flip over to chapter 6.
Yes.
And here we see Jesus is speaking again. He said here in verse 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You know what
mm-hmm.
I see in that, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm.
The word brings life. So often, and it's really sad, even men and women of God
mm-hmm.
fall prey to this sometimes. We are so desirous and we are so looking for and thirsting for a move of the Spirit that sometimes we force it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know when you're in that kind of environment when that's happening.
Amen.
Something is coming forth and it is presented as a move of the Spirit, but you know it's flesh. Here in verse 63, Jesus himself said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth or that makes alive.
Mm-hmm.
Quickeneth means to make alive.
Mm-hmm.
The
Amen.
Flesh profiteth nothing. The flesh profiteth nothing. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So, beloved, stick to the word of God, and the word of God will bring life where there needs to be life, revival where there needs to be revival. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you for listening to River of Living Waters radio broadcast. Feel free to connect with John and Siobhan Pegram for prayer requests and other feedback by emailing them at rolwater1@gmail.com. That's rolwater1@gmail.com. Or write to them at Rivers of Living Waters Ministries, P.O. Box 11675, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. May God bless you richly, and we'll see you next time on the Rivers of Living Waters radio broadcast.
HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Goshen is God's protected place. So during these stressful times, we send this message out to families all over the world. May God's Goshen be with you.
We pray peace.
Oh,
in this time of fighting.
In this time of fighting.
We pray love.
Love.
In this time of hating.
In this time of hating.
We pray safety.
We pray safety.
In this time of killing.
In this time of killing.
The joy of the Lord.
Send the joy, God.
In this time of stressing.
In this time of stressing.
We pray Goshen.
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 It's God's protection. Time of fighting.
We pray love.
Love.
In this time of hating.
In this time of hating.
We pray safety.
Pray safety.
In this time of killing.
was a long time. See, but God loves you that long. remind yourself at times, when it seems like everybody's falling off, God never will.
Oh, taste and see, Psalms 34 and 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Let's do that for a minute. Go ahead, Cal.
Yeah. Sit on my bed.